Welcome to this week's News of the North. It's May 1st, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, the living legend, Antoine Bergeron.
Living legend. Living, maybe.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. Otherwise, this certainly turns spooky. Yeah. Wow, we killed that one so hard.
Yeah.
We try too hard, I think.
I try too hard.
Okay, fine. Well, you're getting to be legendary. You're the sculptor of the little chibi unicorn that everyone talks about, so.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean the 30 or 40 guys in the chibi group. It's all good.
Yeah.
Can you hear my cat meowing?
Yes.
She's decided that, like, now is the perfect time to get in my lap. Because I just started recording, so. Anyway, I'm sure our listeners care. So, let's get started with the news. We have quite a few items this week. And first up this week, we're going to the company that started it all. Games Workshop, the Doom Lords, a Chaos Chosen Blood Bowl team.
So this is pretty simple. It's a new Blood Bowl team for Chaos Warriors and Beastmen.
It wouldn't be a week if it didn't have a Blood Bowl team.
However, they're not proxies this time.
I know, it's weird.
And we have no proxies. Teaser alert for the listeners. No proxy team in the Kickstarters, so...
And they are nice models. I really like the way they look.
Yeah. And they're affordable. The new prices for the Blood Bowl and the Shadespire stuff is so good.
Tell me about it. $40 Canadian for a team.
Yeah. There's a bunch of accessories, and those adds up fast, but the team itself is good. So.
Yeah, no, I think this is a great value. It's full team, right? 16 miniatures?
It's a bit less than that.
It's 12 miniatures.
Yeah.
Do the teams still have 16 models normally for a full roster?
Full roster is 16. It's the same rules. They haven't changed. But there are other options. Like, you can get the team in different way with other more stuff. But that's the base team that I put in the show notes.
Okay. Anyway, still a good value. 12 models, $40 Canadian. For GW stuff, that's insanely cheap, right? So, and they're very pretty. Speaking of pretty, our buddies at Games Workshop also released the Vansar Gang for Necromunda on pre-order.
Yes, they are really nicer than the old ones.
No green jumpsuits here.
Nope. I like how they kept the they had rat tails before, and now they are like. Cyber rat tails, maybe.
Did they have rat tails before?
Yeah, they all had small small ponytails.
Ponytails. You said rat tails, and I wasn't thinking of the bad 80s hair fashion. I was thinking of actual tails.
Oh.
I don't remember having tails. But yeah. Yeah, they got the ponytails. And I like the guy that's got, like, the force field shield. He seems to have a translucent plastic shield.
Yeah, I'm not able to find anything that confirmed that it's translucent anywhere in the description, but
the close-up picture. There is a close-up picture, and
the close-up picture is not.
Yeah, not great.
It's not clear if it's clear or not, and it's not in the sprue, which would probably indicate that it's a separate piece.
Yep.
Which could point to it being a clear piece. They're added, but I don't know.
Man, that sprue is insane.
Yes.
The amount of bits on there. Yeah, that turns me off that right away, because I don't want to have to assemble a 36-part 28mm miniature.
But there's a ton of options, so I don't think you need that many.
No, for sure. And again, $50.
And that sprue is probably just one of the sprues, because there's not enough buddy in there.
Yeah,
that's mostly weapons.
And hair ponytail rat things, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. They look amazing. $50 Canadian. Again, great value.
Not linked in the show notes, but at the same time, they have released Gang Wars 3, which contains the rules for the new Vansars and also new rules, new other rules for the full game. Like, they have the new Brutes, which are add-ons to your teams, and a bunch of other rules for the campaign system. But those are in the third books for Gang Wars. So you need that to be able to play the new Vansars.
Right. Yeah, rules help.
Yeah. So the team are cheap, but you need a bunch of other stuff to be able to play in the end. So
yeah. Well, like any game.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Next in line, Forge World. Hired guns for Necromunda.
Yeah, we're keeping with the team. This is five miniatures in four group.
Wait, Antoine, do my eyes deceive me?
Yes. They don't. There really is a squat, an official one by Game Workshop. Oh, I'll have the time changed where even Game Workshop is able to get that out in the public.
And they still get the helmet with the visors. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, so the model Paul is talking about now is Grendel Grendelson, the squat bounty hunter. He's one of the four. There's him, there's Belladonna, which was an existing character back in the original edition, but they have updated her quite a lot. You also have Slate Merdana and Makula, who is Cyber Mastiff. And lastly, Eros Slagmist, an Archaeotech collector.
Yeah, these guys are awesome looking.
Yeah, all the five minis looks really good.
I mean, they're all given 18 pounds. Well, except for the guy with the Cybermastiff, he's 20 pounds. Everyone else is 18 pounds. So they're not cheap, but they're gorgeous and superbly detailed, as we'd expect from GW and Forge World.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, Cesar Fernandez, Earthworm... Wait, did we take that out of here?
No.
Oh, I thought we'd cut that. Well, look at that. It's in there. So, Cesar Fernandez, Earthworm Jim 2.
Yeah, so this is a garage kit. It's really big, probably. We don't have official numbers on that. It's based on the grid on his green his mat.
Cutting mat, yeah.
Yeah, which put it at about, 8 to 10 inches, probably before assembly.
Or yeah, he's huge.
Once assembled, so really, really big kit. We don't have price, we don't have time of availability. However, we have pictures of it, one assembled and the other in pieces. Well, assembled and painted, the other one in pieces. We just go in the show notes, click in the link. It gives a link to the artist page, and from there you can contact him and get more information because those are not publicly available. Right.
Yeah, you too could own an Earthworm Jim statue.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, there's nothing miniature about it. It's a statuette at that point.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. What else we got here? Simon has some Dark Age April releases.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. This week we have a 304s card. First, a new faction box for the Toxic Cult. A new Juggernaut for Cult of Metamorphosis.
Sweet Jeebus. That thing is crazy.
And that, busy.
That would make an awesome Hellbrute for 40K.
Yes.
I could totally accept being a Hellbrute.
Or it could be also a base for a Monstrosity for a War Machine.
Oh, yes, definitely. That is an awesome looking
figure. Lots of options. Yep. And lastly, for this card, we have a Buzzblade Unit Box. That's for the card. After that, we have for the Brood Swarm a Numbskull Box, which is a giant bone golem with three small critters. And the last entry is the Court of Freetan, which is one of their Outcast faction. We have a Brood Reinforcement Unit Box.
Big is beautiful, Antoine.
Yeah.
These are not the svelte muscular miniatures we're used to.
No, they are not.
I feel kindred spirit. All right.
You and me both.
Yeah. We don't have any pricing here, but I'm sure it's nothing out of the ordinary. Models look awesome, as always. I really wish Dark Age had more of a playbase here so I could see it. So I've heard some phenomenal things about how well-balanced it is. It's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I did get that two-player starter, right? I guess we could try it.
And we know people who owns it and do play it once in a while.
Well, know people that play everything, Antoine. I don't know anyone that plays it.
You know some of those. We'll talk.
I don't believe you. I think you're lying to me. Okay, next up, Puppets War, Stalkers.
So those are cool. It's a new full unit. You can get 10 guys. They are either regular Imperial Guard proxies, but they also fit post-apocalyptic warriors too. They're like wasteland warriors, almost.
You could totally use them as stormtroopers or something for 40k too.
Yes. I just like them. They're patchwork armor, the cloak, the gas mask, the strange weapons, which would work for Hotshots, last gun. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So. And 30 pounds for 10 guys.
Yeah.
30 euros, sorry, 30 euros. So, but 10 resin models for 30 euros is, with all those accessories, is a good deal. As always, Puppets War with the amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really like a lot of what they do. I wish it was easier to get here. All right. Next up, wait, I already said the price. Never mind. It must be late. I'm all over the place. All right. Wargame exclusive, Imperial Wolfenlord.
So that's pretty simple. That's a Space Wolf character proxy. Because he's only...
You ruined the surprise, Antoine.
On a 40 mil base, he's not big enough to be a Primarch proxy, so it's probably just a character. I don't know if it's supposed to represent one of the named character or just a generic Wolfenlord, but it's a nice take on it. Super busy like everything Wargame Exclusive does, but...
Well, it's cool. Busy in a good way, right?
Yeah.
Space Wolf players like all the little bangly doodads. This seems to attract them to the line, so... But it's a good-looking model. I really like it. And it's got just the right amount of skulls to be a GW proxy.
Yeah.
All right. And last but not least for our regular stuff, we have Fantasy Flight Games Snowtroopers for Star Wars Legion on pre-order.
So, another box for the Empire. So, you have the Snowtroopers. It's a unit that's filled with 4 guys base, but you can go up to 7 using the box, and they also they have really similar stats to the regular Stormtroopers. However, they have some different abilities, like they can move and fire easier than the other guys, and they have different special weapons.
But can they hit anything?
For the team. Well, there's a flamer. It's hard to miss with a flamer.
Well, so maybe the flamer could, Stormtroopers.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So you get the 7 miniatures, all the cards, and the tokens to play them in the game.
You know, that's my favorite Star Wars quote, is when the first movie, well, I guess episode 4, where they walk up to the Sandcrawler and there's all the dead Jawas, and Obi-Wan's telling Luke, you know, look at these blaster marks, you know, only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise, and there's blaster marks everywhere. You know, it's like, yeah, that's precision, all right. That really set the theme for the rest of the movie. Anyway. Yeah. Do we talk about pricing on that? Do we see pricing?
It's on the web store somewhere.
Hold on. Let me click the order now. No, it's making me register.
Yeah.
Oh, well, people have to go look. I'm assuming it's box price. Whatever that may be. Yeah, that's it, folks. Come here for all the details. All right. Next up is our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. First up this week is Deraj Studio, Fantastical Sub-Saharan Miniatures.
So, we already mentioned Deraj Studio in the past. They ran a Slavic-themed miniature line. So, this time they are going for Sub-Saharan. So, it's a lot of strange creatures, like chicken riders, a bunch of warthog riders, too.
I didn't realize chickens were from the Sahara.
It's not. It's probably not just a chicken. It's more. They call it a slorn pag beast. So
it's a featherless chicken that looks like one of those cats that has no fur, but all got the loose skin.
Yeah,
except a chicken.
Yeah, there's a bunch of interesting miniatures, and my preferred one, which are not sculpted yet, but it's the Grum Berserker, which is a giant hippo, hippo war.
Yeah, kind of the showpiece of the. Of the artwork that they're, you know, putting out there for people.
Yes.
I really like their Trill Scout, the little dart gun miniature.
Mm-hmm.
Not dart gun, blowgun.
Yeah.
I think it looks amazing. some really nice detail stuff, and the models are very unique looking, right?
Yes.
So worth checking out. Starting pledge is $25, gets you two models, and or three models, sorry, plus add-ons, and all applicable unlocks and stretch goals. That's really good. $25 US? That's a good value.
Yes.
So here's the bad news. He was looking for 7,823. I say he, but I mean they, whoever they may be. And currently he's only at 904 US. So he's got about 7,600 to go with only 14 days left. So folks, check it out. Some really unique models, worth taking a look at, worth the investment. 14 days left to go. If he hits his funding goal, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Tuesday, May 15th, 2018. Next up, a little Kickstarter by a company called Mantic. They've run a Kickstarter before, I think, haven't they?
1 or 16.
Okay. So yeah, Mantic Games, Hellboy, the board game.
Yeah, so this is a cooperative game for 1 to 4 player in the Hellboy universe. You are playing either Hellboy or other people from the Bureau for Paranormal Research and Defense. It's all thematic scenarios. You get miniatures for all the BPRD members and all the critters and bad guys you can encounter, and them being a Kate, a Rasputin, or other member of the rogue gallery from that universe.
Yeah, it's got awesome box art based off the comic art, obviously.
It's not based off by the comic art. It was done by Mike Mignola himself for the game.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, it's the it's the style is the...
Oh, yeah, it's the same comic style. Comic art,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the same artist, right? I get it, yeah.
They went from the official artist for the box art, which was a really good thing.
We've got a close-up of the Hellboy model. He looks really good. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
The painted version are by Studio artists, which helps.
Yeah, they're okay. They kind of know which end of the airbrush to hold. Yeah. There's a lot of nice stuff in here. You know,
the recent Kickstarter we've mentioned, that's one of the one that's talking to me the most. It's not cheap, though. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. No, it's not. Licensed product hardly ever is. Mm-hmm. So let's take a look at this. So the game is £95.
Well, the game itself will be retailed at £70, which is not that bad, but they don't let you get just the game. When you pledge, you get everything.
Yeah. So you're getting a good value.
Yes, the value is incredible. It's just the starting price is a bit high, depending on how much you...
It's 200 Canadian, right?
Yeah.
We're very close.
Yeah, before shipping. And customs. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but even £75 or whatever for the regular game is going to make it an expensive game.
Yes.
I mean, we're getting into Kingdom Death Realm for like the base box.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's also about 200 Canadian. So... Don't quote me on that, but I think it is.
No, I think it was more than that.
Was it 300 Canadian? I don't remember. Anyway, we're getting to the really expensive board game.
Yes.
Fireball Island, okay, with all the expansions,
yeah,
is what this price. And that's Fireball Island, just saying.
Yeah, but this is Hellboy.
Can you roll marbles in Hellboy? I don't think so.
I hope not.
Well, you and me are obviously looking for different things in the board game. I'm just saying. Okay, enough of the silliness. It's late, boy. All right, so let's look at the numbers here. So, as we mentioned, pledge is £95. And they do have a retailer pledge, which is kind of cool. So, they're looking for, let me get the actual numbers, £100,000. They're currently at £875,000, with a piddly 24 days left to go. So, they're getting close. I think this Kickstarter might succeed.
Mike.
And if it does, it'll finish up on Friday, May 25th, 2018. All right. Next up, Sergio Calvo, Hirelings of Asura.
This is a small Kickstarter. Well, small in the number of items, but not in size. So it's to produce 475 meter creatures. Most of them being either Unis, Orcs. They're all Orcs, but like an Oriental-inspired team. So there's an Orc, an Ogre, a Troll, and an Undead Orc. So all big creatures. Add that to a 70 millimeter scale, so it makes them even bigger.
And then make them all Japanese.
Yeah. And
they are very cool.
Done by an incredible team. You have Joaquin Balasio as a sculptor, Sergio Calvo as the studio painter. So,
do we have any studio painted versions?
Yeah. If you go down, you have only for one of the model. For the Orc Warrior, the Tsukigoro.
I'm sure he's gorgeous. Of course. Of course he's gorgeous. Because, you know, it's Sergio. All right. So how much will beautiful models set you back? Looks like the one model pledge is 49 euros, which is in line for a detailed model that size. And then you have, for 95 euros, you get two. For 180, you get four. And then it goes on and on from there. 200, you get the four models and an hour of private coaching. And then it just goes up. So, this is going to be another moderately successful Kickstarter. He was looking for 10,000 euros. They're currently at 49,746. Though with only 5 days left to go, which means by the time this publishes, there'll be 4 days left. So, people need to jump on this.
Yeah, it's a pretty small, short Kickstarter.
Yeah, if you're looking for a very nicely detailed, something different, large-scale model, this is really worth checking out. All right. Next up. Crud, I accidentally closed the document. But it's okay, because I still have the page open. So it's Heavy Gear Blitz, Peace River New Coal Plastic Miniatures by DreamPod9.
Yeah, the local company.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the first time they have tried to found this. It's a relaunch. They did it earlier last year. So, but this time it's going better for them. So they are releasing the plastic. This Kickstarter is to release the plastic version of those two factions you've just mentioned. So you can see a bunch of the 3D renders, the ones that are available right now, the ones that are will be unlocked with stretch goals. So it's a regular smaller mech size, their gears. So regular stuff for them.
We need plastic jerboas. Help fund plastic jerboas. That's all I'm saying.
You've mentioned that they look a bit squatter, almost kind of chibi eyes compared to the old metal ones. I like we talked before the show, I don't know if the South and North that were in the first Kickstarter have had the same change to their style.
It might just be the art got compressed, like the images got compressed. Maybe. It's not every picture. Like you have an Argos on the side in one of the pictures, and it looks more or less normal.
Yeah.
The Warriors look squished, I don't know why. The Crusaders look like normal. The skirmishes look normal.
It looks really strange too.
And well, a little bit, but not as bad as some of the other shots.
Yeah.
Not as bad as like the Warriors where they're like super squished.
Yeah.
And all I can say is I own the metal New Coals as well. I have the full metal army. They are completely unassembled because all the blisters opened in transport, so I just got a bucket of metal when it arrived here.
That's a pain. There's so much metal in that.
Yeah, and looking at the pieces, like, assembly was such a nightmare, they went right back into the box, and they're on my shelf. So, plastic, I'm sure, will be a welcome change. And New Coal had a lot of cool-looking stuff, I have to say. All right, so let's look at some numbers. Entry-level pledge, basically for, looks to be a starter army, yeah, is $70 Canadian. And then next pledge level up is 100 or 120, depending which army you're backing. And then the hero pledges are 230 and 290. So, well, you get tons and tons and tons of stuff. I won't bother going through it all. So I'm looking for 25,000 Canadian, and they're currently at 26,495. So they've funded. There's 25 days left to go. So, without something unforeseen happening, this Kickstarter will fully fund on Saturday, May 26, 2018. And last but not least, we have Wolf, The Battle of the Atlantic by Scale 75.
So, this is a bit of out of the ordinary for us because it's purely historical, which we don't mention a lot. This is a combination kit, what they call an historical set. You get a book and also a model for the famous U-69 submarine. You get just the top part, the what comes out over the hull usually, with the crew.
Like the observation deck.
Yeah, exactly. With the crew out on it. So it's a really, really nice kit. Comes with a plaque, the hardcover book.
Yeah.
Fantastic model that would probably be a blast to paint, put the corrosion and all the
weathering, good weathering on it. Good weathering piece. It is a very, very cool model.
I'm not familiar with it, with the historical is a part of it, but they look like they have done a ton of research. The book includes reference pieces and art, ton of stuff.
Yeah, I'm just gonna check here. So let's look at the numbers. So pledge starts at 45 euros. For Wolf the Book, which gives you a copy of the book.
And that's it.
And that's it, yeah. And then from there you go to 165 euros, which gives you, I think, a bunch of U-boat crew.
The turret, too. So you get the old model part.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, okay. It's the first, the complete diorama of the U-69 turret scale.
Yeah.
And you get the six characters and everything that's needed to create the model, even the decals that goes with it. And if you want the book and the model, it goes to the next page, which is 200 euros.
Yeah.
So it's not cheap. However, it's a really nice piece.
Yeah, definitely for a collector. Pretty big piece too. Yeah. I mean, the book looks gorgeous as well, so. You know, sometimes you got to put your money where your mouth is, and the quality of the product speaks for itself. All right, so let's look at what their pledges look like. So they were looking for 6,000 euros. They're currently at 22,028 euros. So they've fully fledged nearly four times over. They have 9 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should be fully funded on Thursday, May 10th, 2018. And that is a wrap for this week, Antoine.
Yes, it is.
We did a good job. We only got sidetracked a little bit, and you didn't let me get too far out of line. So, well done, co-host. Well done. I'll see you next week, Antoine.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at prfilio, Antoine, at eltonioberg, Steve, at b_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Rolling Dice and Taking Names, a podcast by guys who have a passion for tabletop games and happen to have mics. They discuss all forms of tabletop gaming, from board games to miniatures to RPGs. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.